Comrades, привет, здравствуйте. This is Tom Torero, podcast 169. 69 we all love from deep inside Mother Russia. That sounds slightly dodgy, slightly wrong, slightly Freudian, but here I am inside Russia on a massive day game mission, hitting it hard, grinding it out, but enjoying it, feeling like a beginner day gamer in a way, feeling like my first day game trip to Russia, which I think was October, maybe November of 2012. And here I am once again. And although I've been giving it a good crack this year in the van and traveling around and doing my usual day game stuff, this is pushing things to the limit in terms of the number of approaches, in terms of quality, scaring myself with the hot quality here in Russia and the number of instant dates and the number of dates, and just doing nothing else but selfishly day gaming. And that's going to be the theme of really the year to come, 2019, when I will be celebrating my 40th year on planet Earth. I'll be 40, can you believe that? Fucking hell, at the end of 2019. So the plan for next year, I won't tell you too much about it, but it's a massive infield project where I selfishly just do day game, because it's one thing talking about day game and making podcasts about day game and teaching day game and writing about day game, which is kind of what you get caught up in doing. When day game becomes your profession, obviously you have to do all those things to build up the YouTube and to make money and for the sheer egotistical enjoyment of writing books and whatever. But what I found I lost was that original selfish love of just doing something for me, a hobby that I love, getting into that flow state and not doing it to prove something or to write about it or to show somebody, but just to go out there and absolutely enjoy it. So I'm pleased that the mojo's come back. Perhaps it's the quality of the girls. Perhaps it's just doing so much you get into that flow state and then you get out of your head and into your body. That's the theme for today's podcast. As I say, day game is bungee jumping into the now. It's very good for cognitive behavioral therapy. It gets you out of your head. And I've been walking not just 10 kilometers a day, but I think about 15 kilometers a day here, going around streets and parks and shopping centers and cafes and galleries. And despite the cold weather, all is well. And there are other day gamers in Mother Russia right now that I've met up with. There's Ian, you might remember from previous podcasts. There's the real Hank Moody. He's dropped in. He was on a podcast. There's Mr. L, a British day gamer from Manchester. And there's Mr. N, who is, I think, originally Russian, but I met him in London and the Middle East. So, not alone, but doing solo day game missions and then just meeting up for coffees and lunches, whatever. But it's nice that the missing ingredient, if you like, in my day game life for the past few years has just been going all the way back to the beginning, returning to old school pickup. And as I nagged you in last week's podcast, when I said pickup is punk, I really, really, really encourage you, especially if you're a theory junkie, or especially if you often get in your head like me, if you're an academic and you enjoy reading about day game, talking about day game, going to seminars and all that stuff, go out and don't even tell anyone what you're doing. Just go out and enjoy the contact sport, which is day game. And also, it's been necessary for me, and the plan for next year, this is partly why I'm doing it too, is that all that theory, all those models that I write about and teach and endlessly speak about on podcasts and YouTube videos, they all came from just going out and hitting it hard, rubber meets the road. They came out from dates and failures, but having to do the hard yards. So unless you have another period where you kind of go underground and immerse yourself again, how are you gonna allow seeds to be sown and, you know, reap the rewards down the line and get new revelations and change things and alter your opinions and not get stuck in your old ways and up your own arse? So less talking, more action. nagged myself and I nag you endlessly. But I hope someone out there who's perhaps had a break from day game, or you're just about to split up with a girl, probably not because it's getting cold in the Northern Hemisphere and you've probably got your naughty winter girlfriend, which stops you going to do day game. But if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, perhaps you're an Australian and you've just split up with your girlfriend, then maybe now is the time to not listen to any more podcasts. You know the basics, but get back into it. And let me tell you, the first day, not only was I knackered here from walking so much and mentally tired because of the quality of the girls, and don't let anybody tell you they're not scared of hot girls, intimidatingly so in Russian, some of them. Not just the what they dress in, but the way they walk, the way they respond, the conversations, the gears I had to get back into for pure hot Russian day game. It was exhausting, the highs and the lows. And then you think, oh, this is great. You know, you get some numbers in Russia. But if you've read Cold Calling or you've seen my other Russian videos, you'll know that the problems come down the line. You're playing long game, as in it's going to be difficult over text. Then it's not just going to be one date or two dates. It's a minefield, but it's enjoyable. As I said last year, I think it was last October from Russia, it really is a game of chess here. So don't go thinking you just come over and number close a few girls and then all your problems are solved. Anyway, we'll talk much more towards the end of this year and certainly next year about massive infield action for me on scarily hot Russian girls. We'll talk about that another time. But let's dive into today's podcast on the missing ingredient, which is partly what I've hinted at, but this topic has partly come from conversations I've had this week with the other day gamers here and one guy on Skype about, okay, you know the theory, okay, you might even go out and approach lots of girls, you might be kind of a spam approacher where you've definitely got over your approach anxiety and you've maybe done more approaches than me. You have no problem opening. Maybe you have no problem getting numbers. But there's something missing. Why haven't you risen the ranks? Because in your head, you're thinking, well, Tom gave me these day game statistics about 1 in 30 or 1 in 50 or 1 in 100. And it's just not working. So we'll look at the missing ingredient. But first, I think 4 or 5 of you dirty fuckers very kindly sent me earlier this week, or now last week, links to an article that was all over the British press, and I think it was all over the American press, and it was certainly all over the Italian press. And I shall just read one of them, but thank you if you sent this to me. And what a fucking legendary story this is. And we should say rest in peace to this beautiful man who passed away perhaps last week. And I hope he passed away, or it sounds like he passed away, with a smile on his face. And the article goes like this. The headline says, Playboy who slept with 6,000 women dies while having sex. Yes, that's right. Here we go. The article says, a legendary Italian playboy has died at age 63 while having sex with a 23-year-old tourist. Maurizio Zanfanti, forgive my pronunciation, Italian listeners. Maurizio Zanfanti, dubbed the Romeo of Rimini, that's in Italy, claimed to have slept with more than 6,000 women after becoming famous as a nightclub promoter in the beachside city in the 1970s. He was entertaining a tourist from Romania, that is the 23-year-old, in the back of a car. Legendary logistics. On Tuesday night, last week, when he suffered a fatal heart attack. The shocked woman called paramedics, but Zanfanti could not be revived. Local media said it was the way the man once called Italy's most successful lover would have wanted to go. And now, if you look into him, I'm just going to pause here. It's interesting to note that this is not provider game, rich sugar daddy game. This is not even celebrity game, you know, like a perhaps Berlusconi type game, yeah, or Dan Bilzerian type game. This is a Latino lover using cold approach pickup skills and hustling skills. You can look into him, but I shall continue. Zanza died after doing what he did best, loving women. Il Resto del Carlino, a Bologna newspaper reported. The mayor of Rimini said Italy had lost a legend of the night. Zanfanti started his illustrious career, I like how they call it a career, that's correct, at age 17. So he was obviously getting early reference experiences and building up an amazing vibe, hint, hint, which is what today's podcast might be about. So he started at age 17 in 1972 while working for a nightclub called Blow Up. His job, listen to this, was to chat up mainly German and Scandinavian tourists in the street and persuade them to come inside. So he was a club hustler. And you need day game skills for that. You're doing groups, you're stopping in front. It's all about vibe, it's all about cheekiness, it's all about good energies, etc. With olive skin, long flowing locks, and a hairy chest, he had little difficulty. Well, they make it sound like looks game, but if you've taught enough day game students, you'll know that good looks are not enough. He boasted that in a successful summer, in his prime, he could sleep with around 200 women. Now, to the average Joe reading this article, he probably just goes, that's nonsense, rubbish. But to a day gamer, that's believable. Certainly to a nightclub promoter or a table hoster, that is believable. In a summer, 200 women. Well, Tom Jones, the great Welsh singer, still alive, Tom Jones, sex bomb, he said on tour he used to sleep with around 300 women a year. And he was married. I think his wife had passed away. Rest in peace. But she knew what he was doing. He would go off on tour and she would say, as long as you come back, Tom, and as long as you love me, I don't want to know what happened. But anyway, Tom Jones, as a kind of a celebrity, maybe not at the level of Mick Jagger, maybe I don't know. But 300 a year. So let's say this guy's doing 200 a year in a summer season. And then you do the maths, and if he says he slept with 6,000 women in his life, okay. The article continues. Zanfanti spent his winters in Scandinavia, clever boy, working for tourist agencies. I wonder why he liked working for tourist agencies. It's like, why do you become a ski guide? Or why do you become a diving instructor? Or why do you work in a youth hostel? His exploits became so famous that some of his lovers erected a wax statue of him in a Swedish town. Beautiful pre-selection, see? The girls knew he was a lover and they wanted a bit of it. Zanfanti also became the subject of media profiles, and in 1986, Italian newspaper El Espresso named Zanfanti Italy's most successful lover. Well, it's got to be true, huh? He claimed to have once seduced a French journalist who was interviewing him. A bit like an early Russell Brand kind of thing. 2 years ago, he was a guest of honour at a Rimini nightclub when a group of Swedish women, I love this bit, who had visited in the 1980s, flew in for a reunion. So not only did these women know he had banged all these other women and they had put up a statue of him in their little Swedish town, but they all flew back to meet him again. Pre-selection, jealousy plotline, being the lover, not the boyfriend. Absolutely brilliant. In his final interview with German newspaper Bild in 2014, he announced his retirement and said, at 59, I'm getting too old for it. Well, what can you say? And this guy's not even like Rocco Siffredi. He's not banging these women as a porn star. He's banging these women as a bar promoter in Rimini. God love him, rest in peace, look down on us, help us with our day game endeavours and staying black sheep, bandit, bachelors for as long as we can. But what a cracking story, and look into this guy. I'm trying to find more on him. If I find any more juicy stories, or if you have any more interesting stories about him cold approaching, maybe you met him, maybe you're a girl listening to this podcast and you slept with him, let me know. Anyway, jibber jabbering on, but let's talk about the missing ingredient for day game or cold approach pickup, because this applies to night game too. This applies to social circle game. This applies to the girl in your office. Okay, if you're at college, this even applies to those college girls you're trying to nail now. What's the missing ingredient if it's not just reading Street Hustle and learning technique or even going out? Because I'm nagging you to go out, but let's say you say, Tom, well, I already go out. And I know all the theory. I've read Mystery Method. I know the day game model. I know all of pickup theory, but something's missing. And you wouldn't believe how many students I have like this, both on Skype and when I used to do it for real in person. The guy shows up and he's got his shit together. He looks really good. He might even be very good looking. And he runs the Degas model, and you watch him, and he does the classic London Degas model, and he's not being the nice guy, and he's not doing all the classic beginner mistakes, but something's missing, and he might get a load of numbers and they flake. And this is usually the guy that says, "Tom, please write a book on text game because my texting is terrible." And I say, "Mate, no, it's something in your cold approach." Because really, text game is minimal, okay? If the va-va-voom, if the mojo was there, if the fire was lit on the street or in the coffee shop, that's the cold approach. That's when she subconsciously decides, okay, it's going to be a date. And then on the date, your va-va-voom, your mojo's there again. And she says, okay, I'm going to sleep with this guy either tonight or on the next date, or in Russia, maybe. After 3 dates. So what's the missing ingredient? Well, it's good news and it's bad news, okay? It's good news in that I'm going to say it, and other pickup companies, other pickup models perhaps haven't said it, because it's something that you're born with, you might say. Certainly half of it, you're born with it. So it's not something that they can sell you. It's not something that I can sell you. It's not even something I can teach. And this is deeply frustrating when you can't help the guy with this. And drumroll, it is your personality. Shock horror, it's you. It's your personality. And we'll talk about your long-term personality, as in your long-term vibe, how you behave with other people, how you are with yourself. And we'll talk about short-term vibe, which is the good news is that you can change it. Can you change your core personality? Well, that's debatable. But can you improve it? Can you optimize it for game? Yes, 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 and yes. And certainly for the short-term personality, massive changes can be made. And I'll tell you some stories from this week about fluctuating vibe. But first of all, as the saying goes, you can't Photoshop personality. So this is real proof, especially for a coach, when you've taught guys that are very good looking or very successful or very rich. And all the guys online will obviously say, well, if you're good looking or if you're rich, girls will just come to you. That's all you need. You know, field of dreams, build it and they will come. But I've seen it where the guy's really good looking and he opens. Remember, I say looks is an opener, because he just walks up to the girl. She stops. Her eyes go massive, you know. She's about to hook, she wants to hook, and then the guy is extremely dull. The guy is extremely vanilla. He's very flat, or even worse, sit up and take note, monosphere guys, his vibe, his overall personality is very negative. Some guys, not many, but some guys, his personality is so negative that you want to run away from it. And certainly girls pick up on this in a millisecond, and they don't want anything to do with this guy, even though he's good looking, even though he's rich. It's his personality. Yep. And you can't get a facelift for your personality. You can't walk into a shop and get a personality off the shelf. It's this X factor. And you can debate it all you like. What is it? You know, is it charm? Can you learn to be more charming? Charisma? Can you change your charisma? Why are people drawn to some celebrities and not others? Some leaders and not others? Some comedians and not others? Some public speakers and not others? Some pickup artists and not others? That zest for life. And I made a video a long time ago in Poland called Search for Tom Torero Day Game Full Color. Yep, and I was hinting at this thing about not being bland, not being a day game robot, because I've been partly responsible for creating an army of clones across the world, guys saying exactly the same thing, wearing the same thing, and there's nothing wrong with that. The day game model is the stabilizers for the beginning to get you over those bad habits, but guys have taken it too far. Or they've thought that if I just wear that and just say that and just stand like that, it should work. Yep. This is, in their head, it's a science, it's a logical thing, I just do that and it works. But they try it, maybe they've tried it for years, and they don't get the results. Yeah, they're grinding out the sets, but they've either got that flat vibe, or even worse, I said, they've even got that negative vibe. Yeah, and I remember either reading about this or hearing about this, and I heard it live this year when I did that program with Baxter and Mystery. Mystery was nagging the students, saying, if you're a beginner, half of it's learning the material. You know, the one-liners, the spikes, the cocky funny, the stories. Mystery's a fantastic storyteller. But the other half, which he was nagging the students about, is your delivery. And I'm endlessly nagging students on Skype when we run through scenarios, you know, the opener and the stack and the story. I say, I'll do it, and now you do it. And he might say the same story, the same lines, the same spikes, the same teases, but it lacks the delivery. And I say, okay, stand in front of a mirror, get a dictaphone, listen to yourself saying it, cringe, practice it. Because the comedian has the joke, but then you have to work on your delivery. So there's a clue about two pickup artists using the same lines, the same London Degen model, saying the same thing. One might actually look better than the other, but the one who has the delivery, who has the zest, who has the spark for life in whatever respect, long term or short term, he wins. You feel it as a guy, even when you're around a guy who's charismatic, confident, sparkly energy, fun, win-win. You're drawn to that. You know, charismatic leaders, charismatic comedians, charismatic speakers. There's a reason you watch some YouTubers, but not others. There's a reason you like that film star, but not others. And you think, well, it's not just about their money or their looks. Obviously, no homo. But if you're feeling that, the girl's feeling that times a million. Because remember, if you understand the biology of what females find attractive in males, looks is just a tiny part of it. So they really feel your vibe. And it's interesting, as the set goes on or the date goes on, you can get, quote unquote, more good looking. I remember Tyler used to say, as the evening goes on, as she feels your vibe more and more, it's like looking at a girl and her tits just getting bigger, or her face just getting more symmetrical, or her losing weight. Imagine that over the course of the set, or the date, or even the relationship, she gets more attractive. And no, I'm not talking about three beers, five beers. So you get what I mean. You can really change in a girl's eyes by displaying your personality. Yeah, and there are plenty of guys, this is a current problem, and I spotted it on the tour as well, and I've spotted it here in Russia. There are guys who have bought into this, I call it bro science. The bro science of pickup, where he believes in alpha behavior. And I know Russian dudes are like this anyway, but I'm like, hey man, are you doing day game? Yes, I am doing day game. I must stand like this, show no emotions. And I've met British guys like this, you know, and it's not their fault, because they've been told online, you must be alpha, have no expression, have no emotion. Smiling is a weakness. Yeah, there's no playfulness. There's no life. There's no mojo. And in a lot of day gamers, I think, do you remember why you're doing day game? And stop and think that if you're going out today, why are you doing day game? You're doing day game to get laid. You're doing pickup. You're flirting. Okay, so I'm not saying you're the clown. I'm not saying you're the comedian. But there has to be that desire. She sees it in your eyes. She feels it. More importantly, she feels it. No, not just with her hand on your dick. But from the second you approach, she should know what the intent is. Yep, it's a hunger, but it's a playfulness. It's a love of women. And I love how this article connects to it. You know, the playboy who slept with 6,000 women. The article says he loved women. And I absolutely love women. I say to my students, I fall in love with women 10 times a day. If I do 10 sets on hot girls, especially here in Russia, fucking hell, I'm in love. Every woman, I'm like, oh God, I love her. I love her hair. I love her body. I love her vibe. I met this girl the other day and I didn't even get her number in a shopping center, but it was such a sexual vibe. She was so feminine and she brought out the good masculine qualities in me, but it was fun and playful and she felt it. Bless her, she had just got married and I tried, but I couldn't get her out. But I could tell she must have gone away and just thought, wow, that was cool. And I went away just smiling. Even better than a number close, you know, just to have that polarity, to have that mojo. And I've lost the mojo when I put out content and when I speak about day game too much. And I really lost the mojo when I was teaching day game too much. Because when you make your passion your job, it can fizzle out. You have to be careful. So that's why I'm doing this selfish plan right now. And next year, all will be revealed. But anyway, time's running out. So I'm going to push on about long-term personality. Okay, you could say it's in your DNA, it's in your upbringing, but it's in your reference experiences. So if you're a young chap listening to this, you're 18 or you're in your early 20s, certainly you can build on your personality. And no, I'm not talking about moral, upstanding character. I'm talking about your most interesting man in the world personality. All right, are people drawn to you? Not because of your money, not because of your social status, definitely not because of your looks. But where have you traveled to? What scrapes have you got into? You know, what war stories do you have? What books have you read? And no, not highly intellectual books, but just, are you interested in something? I've told this story before, but once I sat on a train, I think I was going north in England, and I sat next to an old man, and straight away he opened up books of stamps, and he started talking to me, and I was like, oh God, you know, this is going to be a bloody long train journey. But it quickly transpired that he was passionate about stamps. And I've met a guy who collects bus number plates who was similarly like this. And he was telling me the stories about the stamps and when it started and what this stamp meant. And but it wasn't nothing to do with stamps. Do you understand? It was to do with his passion, his just love of it. And by the end of it, by the end of the train journey, I wanted to start collecting stamps, you know? So are you passionate about something? Do you have another hobby outside game? You know, girls can see it in your eyes. People can feel it. Are you passionate about life? Or are you moaning and groaning in the monosphere? You know, getting all negative and just being a troll. Don't get me started on that. I will not bring this podcast down. Let us bring this podcast up by encouraging you, yes, to travel and to read books and to watch great films and have your own taste in music and have real stories in your life, you know. And you might say, well, I've not traveled anywhere, or I've not done this, but storytelling can be from your childhood, it can be from your school, it can be from your situation right now. Even if you work in a gas station, you could have fantastic, you know, dramatical stories that you can convey. That's showing your personality. And day game is just a catalyst, it's just a vehicle for your personality, yeah? So, nagging, be passionate about life, be passionate about women, not in a chody, I love you, she's the one, kind of way, but in, I deeply love women, and coming to Russia and speaking to these kind of hot women, fucking hell, I appreciate their game, and I appreciate being a bachelor, and I appreciate these feminine vibes and beauty. Often on the tour, this was the most common question on the British tour, actually, I forgot to say last week. In every city, I think, a guy said, Tom, I just want to ask you, how do you keep going? What motivates you to keep going? And to me, that is a ridiculous question. It's like saying to the lion, what keeps you chasing after gazelles? Or if I say to you, mate, what keeps you eating every day? You know, I might have told you this story, I can't remember. But that's always my answer. I'm like, what keeps me going is this love of what I do. It's a love of women, and I had it since I was in school. I remember just being fascinated by female beauty. Looking at the girls in the years above, you know, just thinking, she is so beautiful, or looking at a poster of a woman and thinking, she is so beautiful, and that is what should inspire you. Yep. All right. I'm just checking the time. Short-term vibe. So let's say you really do believe, oh no, I'm stuck in my DNA and I'm stuck in my upbringing. Short-term vibe then, how can you change it? And I just wanted to say that one day this week, without bragging, it's just a demonstration of vibe, because I was so happy about doing day game and walking around. I closed the first girl I approached. I thought, oh, that's cool. You know, first one's the worst one, but that was cool. I got the number. Second one, I got the number. I was like, happy days, you know, no harsh blowouts. And then I was glowing. And then I had that look in my eyes. I had that smirk, and girls were obviously starting to look at me. And then I did another and another and another and another. And maybe I've never done this before, I don't know, but I closed 8 girls in a row. And I didn't want to get up to 10 because I thought that's, you're pushing your luck, Sonny Jim. So I went home and just lay on my bed thinking, fucking hell, this is voodoo, this is magic, that is mojo, yeah? And then here's the proof. The next day, I'd slept badly because I'd maybe had a few beers, I'd been with a girl, whatever, my back was hurting because I'd been walking too much, the weather was a bit shit, and I opened the first girl, blowout, opened the second girl, blowout. I think I had 4 blowouts in a row, and then I had some dodgy sets. It was just a bad day, So get yourself off the pedestal, Tom Torero. That's short-term vibe. So again, things you can change, things you can think about: your health, your sleep. Are you run down? Are you ill? Are you stressed? Who are you surrounding yourself with? Because there's a lot of wings that I've taught or winged with or lived with, people that just sap life out of you, people that are so negative. This is why I say get off Twitter, get off blogs, get off forums, get off politics, get off religion, because they sap all of life out of you. They sap all, not just your positive energy, but everyone in the room. So imagine what a girl feels like when that guy walks up to her. Yeah, so be careful who you surround yourself with. Little fixes is, you know, walking around listening to music you love as you do day game. I've seen day gamers do that. I go and see a lot of live comedy. Or here in Russia, I'm actually being geeky and I'm going to see classical music. And, you know, whatever you want to do, go to art galleries, get into your other passion. Don't take life too seriously. I've said this before. You are going to die. So the trivialities of today and this year, you know, on the tour, I met a couple of naturals, I told you, and they had that about them. They ooze that kind of Californian summer surf vibe that, look, it's all just a bit of fun, right? Relax. And I know it's catch 22, but if you can get that, God, it's magic, you know? The mojo is magic. So to finish, I say get out of your head and into your body. This is going to be the theme of 2019, but really for me, starting now. And next month I'm in Japan, in December I might even come back to Russia. Get out of your head. So even stop following this podcast if you want, I don't mind. Stop following my YouTube, don't read any more blogs, certainly don't rant online. Get offline and just try day game, because I promise you it's therapy. It's been therapy for me. I'm deeply grateful for it. I love it. I thank the day game gods that I founded. Get into your body, get into a flow state. And the flat personality guys, the negative guys, the depressive guys, and I used to be one of them, the high IQ guys trapped in your forebrain, you are stuck in your head. And this is giving you that robotic vibe, you know, that clone vibe, that analytical vibe, that if I can feel it as a guy talking to you as a guy, imagine what the girl can feel. So I've said many times, if you think of girls as puppy dogs or children, they are in the moment. And I'm jealous of girls, you know, they're just going with the flow. Don't worry, life gets harder for them after 27, into their 30s. There's a chapter on that in the new book. But I'm just saying, you jump into that river of now. And that's not me being all Eckhart Tolle. That's saying to you, go and speak to girls with big tits, with beautiful faces, and try and have sex with them. That's my version of the power of now. That was podcast 169 on the missing ingredient, both for my game this year that I'm starting to change now, and for you. That's what I leave you with this week. Keep grabbing life by the horns. Goodbye.